This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine. I'm David Hunt. My next interview is somebody. Now, normally we'd be playing Kylie Minogue's Locomotion as we introduce this man. But unfortunately, because I'm recording from home, I can't do that. So everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, do the Locomotion. Philip Adams, hello.
Hi, David. And, you know, regardless, I still think you have style, Kylie or not.
Now, for those people who have never heard you before on any of my shows on Joy, is that I give you a hard time because you're such a famous person these days. But way back when you were 17 or 18, you were in Kylie's Locomotion video. Is that right?
Indeed, David. It was the 80s. And for those listeners, of course, we can take our minds back to what it was like then and and weren't they great times. I was in the Locomotion, David. That's right. I was a student at the VCA. And so how I got that gig at the time was the talent scouts came around who were making the video clip for Kylie. And, yeah, I just happened to get that job on the day.
Fantastic. And I'll never let you forget about it. Philip Adams, you are world known and so admired, and you're a cutting edge in contemporary dance. You have Ballet Lab and Temperance Hall. You are the most interesting person in that contemporary dance genre that I've ever come across. You know, like, you really know how to push the limits.
Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence, David. I don't feel that at the moment, though. We've had a really, oh my God, as we all know, a rough week in the art sector.
Yep. Now, let's before we start talking about that, and that's why I know that we're going to chat now, let's just talk about Ballet Lab and then moving on to where you are at the Temperance Hall. What have you done? What is Ballet Lab?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, Ballet Lab is a contemporary dance company. As you said earlier, we're a cutting edge, the pointy edge of creative and experimental choreography, and sort of we've been around for 20 years now. And when we formed in the late 90s, it was sort of the edge of the work introduced a queer aesthetic, and people started to pay attention to that style of the domain or the aesthetics that we were working with at the time. And it was kind of, say, disrupting the normity or the heteronormativity of which contemporary dance was the dominating, heteronormativity was the dominating aesthetic in Australian dance at that time. So over the years, with more acceptance around my work and gaining momentum and, you know, international recognition, the company did okay. We fared up pretty well through the noughties and into the teenies, and formed at the end of that good 15 years of hard work a space for us to use as our rehearsal venue and also for our community to be making and creating and presenting work called Temperance Hall in South Melbourne. And today it's become such a wonderful space for the arts community, particularly the dance community, who are always looking for an alternative zone in order to create, devise and their work. And so throughout the last 4 years, we've been really quite a big asset here in South Melbourne. It's the old Napier Street Ant Hill Theatre, actually. And we received a good healthy grant from the Working Heritage, who are the landlords of the building, to revitalise it and bring it up to scratch. And people just love still coming here and remembering the old days, but also ushering in the conversation that our organisation offers in the space today.
Well, in the last Midsummer Festival, you did a couple of extraordinary presentations with you stood back a bit and you actually herded these amazing people together. And tell us about some of the great stuff you did at Midsummer.
Oh, it was great to have the Midsummer audience for the first time come to Temperance Hall. It was our first outing with the Midsummer Festival. And so the curation was really made up around the artist conversation themselves, who are part of my community and were interested to shift always the perspective of what queer representation or LGBTQI languages have evolved in every generation. So the mix of curation was an eclecticism of non-queer and queer artists who merged together to form a dialogue or a conversation in the space around the concept of community coming together, party space, queer play, queer time, and allowing the audience to find their own relationships within that specific languages that were emerging from the artists. So we had an event which was packed to the rafters and out the door and managing the neighbours as well to going, what's going on in the hall tonight, by Luigi Vesco. And it was really special, a three-hour event which he organised with probably 50 other people, artists involved. And then we had straight-up performances by a collective of ensembles here and solo works and video installations across the two levels of the venue. So we went off, David, during the Midsummer last year, and we're already right now devising our 2021 program. Fingers crossed we can come back, and we can't wait for that moment to happen soon enough, right?
Yep, absolutely. Now, tell us, Philip, you rely heavily on funding. How is it for you right at this moment?
Oh, well, where do I start, David? I mean, gee, it's been a bloodbath, hasn't it, with the Australia Council Hunger Games, I have to say. Last week, the Australia Council announced basically the results of the small to medium organisations' four-year funding round. So, even before it was announced, for a moment there, I had this hope. But yet again, we were hit hard with the devastating announcement and the effects that were instantly felt upon the entire sector. My organisation got through to the second round of expression of interest, was denied. And I hate that word. I received an email. Usually you get, this time, we unfortunately cannot, assist you. However, we encourage. But this was a straight up denied. And I was already kind of in this, already in battle as soon as I saw that word. I would have even probably been happier to get an unsuccessful, but the denied word really spoke and felt, hit me really hard. So that catastrophe, I want to say, David, it finds its origins or its story in the appalling arrogance and egotistical decision-making of, at the time, four or five years ago, George Brandis. He annexed the funding from the Australia Council to benefit his own personal taste and agenda. We won't get into that, back into the politics of it all, but, that funding was never returned to the Australia Council. And then to follow him once he was just ushered out was Mitch Fifield, another disinterested and desperate, dispassionate person, I think, minister, who never took action to raise the damage or, reverse the damage of Brandis. And now, I guess, here we are. We're in a situation with the Minister to the Arts at this time who feels absolutely absent in what happened. But, Mr. Paul Fletcher, and he jumped from Rhodes to the Arts, which I have no idea how that portfolio could be handed over to him. So it feels like, look, I won't carrying on too much like a pork chop here, but it does feel like a total insult to all of us who have been working so hard in our industry to do what we do.
Joy 94.9.
Joy.org.au, where our diverse communities can come together across the nation, across the globe. Joy.
My special guest at this moment is Philip Adams from Ballet Lab and Temperance Hall.
And You know, we are the soul of our society as artists. And here we are having to accept the Australia Council, who has really no voice left to government, or nor can they advocate to the arts industry. It's just, they're just a supple servant to the government and a consultancy that actively shows contempt for the arts.
Wow. So that then puts a real stop on you moving forward in so many ways.
Well, I guess for like personally, you know, as a person who recognizes queer as a life of devotion and a meaningful and cheeky existence and a motivator of the language to which, you know, my community and queer people that continue to support and be part of inside of the heteronormativity, we're just kicked to the curb. And I, you know, and I'm sure it's, this is a very important thing here, that to not have one organisation with an LGBTQIA plus outlook not be funded by the Australia Council in this current round just feels absolutely a slap in the face. And I'm sure all of my colleagues in the many different disciplines share my devastation. We think about this, you know, it's about talking to the dance sector in a broader scope, and yet they didn't. They chose to go down a really safe and easy conversation to which we've been sitting in for such a long time. One would have thought, and maybe I'm taking this personally, David, is that to support an organisation with an outward view towards alternative culture, be at the top of the food chain right now, but blah, 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 we weren't. So we have to find way and new models to be part of the community and remain very active and, you know, keep our chin up, which is not easy, right? So 5 years ago, we had 18 dance companies funded nationally that were part of the sector. And as of today, we have 7. So this doesn't feel any longer like a sector. It's just like a sad rump of offcuts of butchery, you know, that the arts, you know, that's backed by the government. So there's... And add to that the pandemic, of course, COVID, right? At this time, just adds another layer of cruel kind of conditioning that we were going to endure. But you know me, David, and you've known me a long time in my community. I do always and have always found a way to get through it, right? And I think queer culture. Yep. Also is part of that markation in history. We are a very incredibly powerful conversation to be had at any given time. And so here's a moment for me now to revise what has been an incredible 4 years in the hall, and now to be faced with the prospects of looking at trying to survive through to 2021 and projecting forward. It's a bit difficult. It's more difficult and it's different this time.
Well, the thing is, though, as you said, knowing you, that you will find a way, you will move forward, but it is a lot more of a challenge for your sector. And this is why it's important for you to tell your story on a show like ours, where people are interested in the arts and care about the arts, and that hopefully somebody will be out there and will put their hand up and go, well, come on, I can put my hand in my pocket and support something that is so important for our sector.
Oh, completely right. There's no convincing anyone other than the government. That's the frustration of it. And, you know, I tick that LGBTQI box in all of my applications because I am a homosexual person and I recognize as queer. And I've struggled my entire life, David, as a choreographic artist in this country to carve out a place for our queer arts community to have an identity and a safe, vibrant stronghold at Temperance Hall. And so I'm just not sure how I can survive this moment and then other than to look to philanthropy at this time because of the aggressively conservative worldview of this government. And may I also say that, you know, we had to fight pretty much with all our hearts and pain to achieve marriage equality, but don't confuse that hard-fought victory with any idea that we are seen as equal by this federal government. And we must always remember that ScoMo abstained from supporting a vote that we won in the plebiscite. So that's kind of like, that sits at the backdrop of all of it. But at the same time, in our own society and our community, we continue to always strive for justice. And in the arts, it's getting more and more difficult and narrow to have that conversation in a really conservative time. And anyway, my board and I grouped together, you know, the next day, huddled, plus, you know, the support of my company fellows as well, Lucy Guerin Inc. and Chunky Move and Dance House, who were funded, and I'm really happy for them. So we still have three organisations in Victoria, in Melbourne, that did get Australia Council funding, whereas we look at other states, David, and this is just devastating. There are two states which actually now no longer have a contemporary dance organisation to flagship their state. That's really hurt. So it just feels that squeeze right now to get through this moment of really, really difficult space is going to take a lot of gusto. From our entire sector, and not just from our the Queer Temperance Hall outlook.
Now, Philip, how can we support you? You know, like as a listener and people that would normally be coming to your shows, but obviously can't come right now because no one's got performances on. What's the best way we can get in contact with you? Is there a website or?
Of course. Thank you, David, for putting that up there. My Temperance Hall website is pretty straight up. It's temperancehall.com.au. And there is a donor page on the website, which directs people to make a donation, and it's completely 100% tax deductible, as we are we have DGR status. And there are ways to support the organisation other than just giving your bucks straight into the hall to the organisation directly, but it goes into the artist's pocket and to programs like we have here during the midsummer and the Melbourne Fringe, Dance Massive, and our own program to support the resident artists here as well. So that's always a conversation to be had, and that is just one click away if you would like to have that conversation with us, or contact us directly on my email, which is mr.p@temperancehall.com.au, and I'm open 24 hours.
Brilliant. Good on you. Philip Adams, always a pleasure to talk to you in these trying times. Thanks so much for chatting with me.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate it. Bye now.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.